Welcome to Today on Broadway for Friday, February 3rd, 2017. I'm Broadway World's Matt Tamanini. Just a little programming note, I'm here on my own, but at the end of this episode, after we've gotten through all of the day's news, we're going to have a short little 30-second preview for a new podcast that we are launching tomorrow in this very channel. It's called On My Way to a BFA with Natalie Nowak. Natalie Nowak is a freshman BFA student at the Hart School, and she's going to take you through this very weird and specific journey that she is on along the way. The first episode features somebody you might know. Not me, it's like somebody who's actually knowledgeable on getting a BFA. So we'll talk about that at the end of the episode. All right. Congratulations to all of the incredibly talented and strikingly attractive folks over at the Palace Theater who celebrated the first performance of the Broadway revival of Sunset Boulevard last night. As it was when the Andrew Lloyd Webber musical originally graced the Broadway, the show was led by Glenn Close as Norma Desmond. Close, of course, won her second of two Tony Awards for the role. Joining her in this transfer from the English National Opera are Michael Xavier as Joe Gillis, Siobhan Dillon as Betty Schaefer, and Fred Johansson as Max von Meyerling. I love that name. The show is scheduled for a brief 16-week run and has an opening night exactly 1 week after the first preview. That's pretty short, but since this is essentially the same concert production as played London last year with many of the same cast members, a preview period was apparently not super important to director Lonnie Price. Anyway, if you haven't gotten your tickets, make sure you get over to the Palace Theater to see this show. If you hadn't heard, for some reason, ever since January 20th, 50,000 print copies of a certain book, which was originally published in 1946, have been sold in bookstores and online, and said book has skyrocketed to the top of nearly every book chart in the country. Well, in what shouldn't be a surprising move, last night, the play version of that book, of course, George Orwell's 1984, was announced to be making a Broadway debut this June. And in what should be even less of a surprise, the producers behind the move are Sonia Friedman and, wait for it, of course, Mr. Scott Rudin. The show played the West End to fantastic reviews last year after a successful run. Created by Robert Icke and Duncan MacMillan, their stage production was originally produced in the UK by the Headlong, Nottingham Playhouse, and the Almeida Theatre, and will kick off the next Broadway season on June 22nd at the Ambassador Theatre Group's Hudson Theatre. The show will feature an all-American cast, as well as the same creative team from the UK run. It's supposed to have a really cool set and video design. In fact, Michael Riedel wrote a little bit about it in his New York Post column from last night as well. We'll have a link to that in the show notes if you want to check it out. And since we know that Scott Rudin, along with Cheetah Rivera, of course, is the biggest Today on Broadway fan in the world, I'm going to give him some free advice. Scott, cast Alec Baldwin as Big Brother. You're welcome. All I ask for in return are house seats to opening night and a producer credit and maybe a casting credit as well. Did they do walk-on roles in 1984? Either way, we can work something out later. Have your people call my people. Okay, next up, remember how Audra McDonald was supposed to take a summer hiatus from her Broadway show, also produced by Scott Rudin, by the way, shuffle along with the making of the musical sensation of 1921 and all that followed, in order to fulfill a previous commitment to bring one of her 97 Tony-winning roles to the West End? McDonald was originally slated to play Billie Holiday in Lady Day at Emerson's Bar and Grill for 3 months in the summer of 2016, but when she found out that she was pregnant, the show's West End transfer was put on hold and Shuffle Along was, well, shuffled along. Well, after giving birth to baby Sally James McDonald Swenson on October 19th, Audra is now set to get back on the stage, as it was announced yesterday that she, at long last, will bring Lady Day to the West End from 17 June to 9 September, and that tickets go on sale today at noon Greenwich Mean Time. The show will mark Audra's West End debut, and her first of, I'm sure, a dozen Olivier Awards as well. Speaking of shows that have traversed the Atlantic, as James and I hinted at on Thursday's episode, the upcoming Broadway premiere of the musical Groundhog Day made quite the splash on its namesake holiday. First, they announced that through February 17th, fans can enter to win two tickets to the show's first preview performance on March 16th. The links to the contest page, which is, I think, part of their Facebook page, are in the show notes if you want to check that out. Then later in the day, the cast and creative team held their press preview and interview session. Andy Carl and co-star Barrett Doss, along with the show's cast, sang songs from the show. There are a bunch of different videos out there on all the various sites, but since it's 100% my show today, I of course put the video of my Broadway World colleague Richie Ridge talking to Carl, Doss, director Matthew Warchus, and more. So check out this sneak peek of what was a very well received show in London. It got great reviews, and people I know that aren't really necessarily theater folks loved it as well. In other news, after Jen Damiano teased it on Twitter, it was confirmed that the Next to Normal Tony nominee would slip into Sarah Michelle Gellar's Stilettos for Cruel Intentions the musical later this month. The three-performance pop-up engagement will also feature Constantine Rosulli as Sebastian, played in the movie by Ryan Phillippe, Natalie Hall as Annette, Reese Witherspoon's character from the film, Alex Boniello as Blaine, Joshua Jackson's character, and more. The show will play La Poison Rouge, again with the French pronunciations, on February 11th, 13th, and 14th. After the first two performances were announced and sold out almost immediately, they added the Valentine's Day performance, which, if you know the film, seems a bit like a gut punch. The musical features pop and rock hits from the 90s and songs from the film's iconic soundtrack. Cruel Intentions the musical features direction by Lindsay Rosen, with music direction and arrangements by Zach Spound. Okay, the more you know public service announcement time. I wanted to make sure that you were aware that yesterday, Deadline reported that after tickets for the live-action adaptation of Disney's Beauty and the Beast went on sale on Monday, Fandango is experiencing record sales. The website's spokesperson said that the film had, quote, unstoppable early pre-sales, the likes of which Fandango normally sees for a superhero movie. There are apparently hundreds of sold-out shows nationwide, and the film doesn't even open for another 6 weeks. So, if you don't have your tickets yet, and you want to see it on opening weekend, it might be smart to get your tickets soon. After that last trailer came out, I'm not surprised. It's really, really beautiful. And if you head over to iTunes, you can get the pop version of the title track with Ariana Grande and John Legend now. Yesterday, our friends over at Kansas City Starlight Theater sent me a note that tonight at 8 p.m. Central Time, they will be live streaming the opening number from their production of First Date on their Facebook page. I'm a huge fan of that cast album, love Zachary Levi and Krista Rodriguez, and I love that opening number as well. So if you are around on a computer or a mobile device, and let's be honest, who's not around a computer or a mobile device 24/7, if you're around one of those things at 9, 8 Central tonight, head over to KC Starlight on Facebook and check it out. We'll probably be doing the same thing at that time, so say hi. Okay, before we close everything out, I'm going to send you over to Natalie, who's going to give you just a little 30-second, 40-second description of what her new show's all about. I've been fortunate enough to be involved with it and to hear her perspective. She's really fantastic. We would not have agreed to do this show if we didn't think that she was a very special storyteller and has a lot of really cool things to say. Her first episode, which will come out in this feed tomorrow, not only features a bit about her process from going through the audition process and picking a school to get her BFA, she also has some conversations about the process with her parents and a really cool in-depth interview from a fellow Hart School alum, our friend Andrew Bradis, annoying actor friend. It's a really cool episode, and I'm really excited for you guys all to hear it. So check out this little preview, and then we'll wrap everything up in a second.
Welcome to On My Way to a BFA with Natalie Nowak. I'm currently a freshman musical theater major at the Hart School of Music in Connecticut. This podcast will chronicle the unique, exciting, and sometimes scary process of getting a Bachelor of Fine Arts degree in musical theater. We will talk about the audition process, choosing a school, classes, productions, rehearsals, whether or not you can have a personal life in a BFA program, and much, much more. We will also have conversations with people who know the process of getting a BFA, from professional performers to professors to other students, and anyone else that we think can help explain this one-of-a-kind journey. And I'd love it if you would join me.
That sounds cool, doesn't it? You're going to listen. Do it. Share it with your friends. Tell everyone you know. Anyway, okay, thanks for listening to Today on Broadway. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Broadway Radio. And you can find me on Twitter at BWWMatt. You can subscribe to Something Like a Pop on iTunes, Stitcher, or Google Play. And don't forget to check out James Marino, Peter Felicia, and Michael Portantier on This Week on Broadway this coming Sunday. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you on Monday.